Have you ever heard the phrase that what you measure is what will grow in your business and also in your life? Well, today is an episode just about how you measure progress in your business by using something called KPIs. Now, KPIs are called key performance indicators. How can you use these to help grow your business? Let's talk about that today on the Focal Points podcast, brought to you courtesy of Enphoto.
Do you struggle with all things you need to run your photography business on the day-to-day? You're not alone, and you're in the right place. You're listening to Focal Points. We're an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell, and we are here to help you create a business that you love.
Welcome back to the Focal Points podcast. My name is Dori Howell, and I am so glad that you are here with me today. Now, today we're going to talk about a few things that are a little bit technical, and some of these things may not resonate with you as a business owner. And I want to be upfront with that from the very beginning, because there are some personality types and some business owners that really do not like measuring or keeping track of statistics and metrics in your business. And I think it comes from the fact that, you know, photographers are mostly of creative minds, and we don't always like getting into the nitty-gritty of things. But here are some things that we're going to talk about today that I hope will change your mind and also help you see, by keeping track of some of these KPIs, it's going to be much better for your business. So what exactly is a KPI? Like I said in the introduction, it stands for Key Performance Indicator. What that is something that you can measure in your business that directly correlates to the success that you want to achieve in your business. So some people think it's all about the money-making indicators in your business, how many sessions you're booking, how much you're making per session, what your average sale is, that type of thing. But I'm here to say that if you're only measuring those metrics in your business, even though they are important, those are not the metrics that you need to be keeping track of. Yes, average sale is important. Yes, number of bookings is important. And those types of things are really good to keep track of. But if that's all you're keeping track of, you're losing sight of a huge, huge amount of statistics that truly, truly move the needle in your business. Because once you've made the sale, once you've gotten that average sale up, once you've made the booking, it's already done. Like, you're already there. You need to be measuring the things that get you there, right? So that is why these are important. It's not just measuring the final outcome. It's also measuring the steps that get you to that final outcome. And photographers really need to be measuring these metrics, because we advertise and we market in a lot of different areas. And most photographers don't know what marketing efforts are working for them and what aren't working for them. So I have a program in my coaching studio called Marketing Breakthrough. And one exercise that I put my photographers through before we even have our very first call is I send them an Excel spreadsheet and I say, I need you to outline every single marketing initiative that you have done this year. I want to know how many people it served, how many people it reached, how many inquiries you got from it, how many website hits you got from it, and just a whole list of statistics from these marketing initiatives. Now, that doesn't mean that I want them to keep track of these metrics every single week, but this gives us a starting point. It is, dare I say, a marketing audit. And by looking at this audit and by seeing everything that they've done the past 12 months in their business, I can see whether their business is a success or not, and I can see why it is a success or not. And nothing on that spreadsheet is telling me how much money they made per session, how many bookings they made, or anything like that as a total. It's just about marketing initiatives. And when we go through this marketing breakthrough program, we break down all these things and we decide, okay, what do we truly need to measure? So we always start with the full audit. And it's not always fun. My coaching clients don't always love this exercise. And I get it. We talk about that. We talk about why it's important to understand all these numbers in your business and what we really, really need to be measuring. So we go through this exercise, keeping track of everything. And when I get their spreadsheet and they've put down everything that they've done to market their business in the past year, I see exactly what they've done. But most importantly, I see what they haven't done. It is shocking how many photographers will feel that a full annual calendar of marketing is maybe four things or five things or just social media. And when we mark it all down, we can see right then and there that we're not doing enough marketing. We're not getting enough things out into the world to let people know about our business. So that's usually the number one thing that I see from my coaching students. When I say, I look at the spreadsheet and I say, do you think 6 marketing initiatives were enough for your business this year? Did they get you the results that you wanted? Almost always the answer is no. Now, there's no shame in that analysis, but seeing it down on paper in black and white is just simply a numbers game. Usually people are not doing enough marketing. And then, like I said earlier, many of us are just focusing on the final outcome, the average sale, the number of bookings, that type of thing. But what you really need to do is you need to concentrate on the thing that sells the thing. And I learned this from one of my mentors, and that, yeah, it's great to keep track of annual revenue, bookings, all those things. That's great. But those are like the end metrics. You need to start paying attention to the KPIs that are happening before that you get to that stage in the process. You need to know, out of all those marketing initiatives or all the marketing initiatives that you have available to you, social media, your email list, your referrals, your in-person networking events, your auctions, on and on and on. You need to know if you're doing all those things to sell the thing, which is your sessions, what of those things are successful and what of those things are you really spinning your wheels and you should abandon altogether, right? So when you're going through an exercise like this, and if you're doing this now and you've kind of jotted down all the marketing initiatives you had last year, what really helped you sell the thing? Now, some people might say Instagram, 100% Instagram. Some people might say Facebook, absolutely Facebook. Some of you might say LinkedIn. Some of you might say word of mouth referrals, and some of you might say in-person events. It truly, truly is going to be different for everyone. And the reason why it is different for everyone is because we all excel in communicating what we want from our company and the type of clients that we want to attract. We all communicate that in a different way. Some people are awesome in person. You go to a networking event, you leave there with 10 inquiries, and everyone wants your card and they want to book you right away. You excel at in-person marketing events. Why are you only doing 2 of those a year? You should be doing at least 1 of those a month in your area if possible, right? But it's hard. It's hard to get out of the house. We have to put on our big girl, our big girl clothes and our professional clothes and those types of things. It's like, no, that's what you need to be doing if you want to see the results in your business, because that's what you're good at. Some people will say, oh, I go to in-person networking events and I never hear back from anybody, but I can get 15 inquiries from a single Facebook post. Then guess what? You need to be diving into Facebook, because that's how you communicate to your ideal client best. Invest in that time, spend that time, really dig down and work your Facebook, right? So by doing the audit, it lets you see where you need to be spending your time and where you kind of need to let things go or where you can relax a little bit. So for example, back to that in-person networking expert, I wouldn't say abandon social media, but maybe you don't need to be putting so much time to making sure you post every day. Maybe you just need to post 2 times a week so that you can keep that brand awareness up, knowing that's not where you really, really get your bookings from. And the only way that you can follow those things is if you put down on your sheet the things that you want to measure, that one of your KPIs is how many networking events did you go to? How many times did you post on Facebook? How many times did you post on Instagram? How many times did you go live on your Instagram page? How many times did you post on TikTok? All those things. So what I suggest people doing is taking everything, starting with a really big list of KPIs, key performance indicators. These are the things that move the needle in your business. So you know that if you go live on your Facebook account, and you get 5 inquiries, and then you get 3 bookings from those inquiries, and then those 3 bookings buy your average sale amount that you want to hit, then you know, okay, Facebook lives are a good use of my time. But if you post every day on Instagram and you maybe get 1 inquiry every month, that inquiry doesn't book, then you know, oh, okay, I might be growing in followers, but I'm not really growing in bookings. This isn't helping the bottom line of my business. So maybe I don't need to be investing and spending so much energy invested in Instagram. You need to do that with every marketing channel that you use. And then you need to take a look at it and see, what am I missing? What are the other things that I could do well to bring business into my business, right? And the only way that you do that, and this is the thing that's so frustrating, I wish there was a really great marketing pill that you could take and it would just automatically appear with rainbows and a theme song and tell you what you needed to do, but that's not how it works. You have to start with an audit. Then you have to start with the ideas that you need. You need to see what's working in your business. Then you need to lean into those things for a couple months, and you need to keep track of these key performance indicators, knowing that the time that you're spending is going to be worth your while. And ultimately, after a couple months, that is what you get down to. If you keep track of these KPIs, you're going to be able to see in very short order what is working and what isn't. And isn't that what we want in our marketing? Doesn't everybody want to know, okay, this is going to work? If I do this one particular thing, I know that I can count on so many inquiries, so many bookings, and so much income. But the only way you're going to figure that out is if you measure the metrics and your KPIs. There's no magic way of doing this without keeping track of the stats. Business should be predictable. Dare I say, the business side of things, when it comes to our running our business, should be a little bit boring, right? So take a listen to this from our sponsor, and then we're going to come back and talk about how do we know the thing that sells the thing in our business.
One thing that I will not do with my clients is give them just a stack of images for them to store someplace randomly. I always provide with them some sort of storage box, and I love the options from Enphoto. The Folio Box is an ideal presentation and storage product. It's a handcrafted box, and you can pair it with a selection of prints that are either mounted or matted. And it has also a beautiful frame for a truly beautiful experience. You can also include the USB for their digital files, or you don't have to include that. It's purely customizable. It comes in a wide variety of colors, shapes, and sizes, and you definitely want to consider adding this to your product line today. And the best thing about it is that Enphoto offers you 75% off your first sample if you're a new customer. So head over to our show notes page to grab that discount today.
All right, just a reminder, if you have not jumped on that 75% discount for a sample product from Enphoto, you really, really should do it. And now you can get a complimentary accordion album with that to add to your product line to show your clients that I know that they're going to love. So what is a thing that sells the thing? I talked about it a little bit earlier, but these are the things that you need to be measuring. So for me, the thing that sells the thing with my coaching business is the podcast and my Instagram account and my emails. So I keep track of those stats. For my photography business, it is LinkedIn, it is referral from friends, and in-person networking events. Those are the things that I keep track of for my photography business. Yes, I post on social media a lot, but it's not something that I stress over when it comes to my photography business. I use my social media more as brand awareness than actual and outbound networking idea, if that makes sense. So there's two different ways of marketing. You can do outbound marketing and you can do inbound marketing. The more preferred way is doing inbound marketing, where people are coming to you, where they're seeing something of yours that you've put out, but they are actually taking the initiative to contact you. That is my preferred way of marketing my business. That means my SEO needs to be on point. That means I need to be doing the things that I know move the needle and move those KPIs in an upward direction, because if my KPIs are moving in the right direction, the bottom line of my business is moving in the right direction. So hopefully from this podcast, you've been able to see that yes, keeping track of gross income, number of inquiries, number of bookings, and average amount per sale is important, because I'm not gonna say that it isn't important. It's very important. But to be more effective in your marketing efforts, you need to be keeping track of the thing that sells the thing. And that is going to be different for everyone. No one is going to be the same when it comes to this. Also, if you do a marketing audit for your last 12 months of marketing initiatives and business isn't where you want it to be, you really need to be realistic about how much marketing you did the previous 12 months and what worked and what didn't. So for today, get your list of KPIs ready to go. Start keeping track of those for the next 3 to 6 months and see what happens. And if you need help with that, I would love to help you with my Marketing Breakthrough Program. You can go ahead and find a link to that, all that information on our show notes page at focalpointspodcast.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't poo-poo on those KPIs and measuring those metrics. They are super, super important for your business. And we will see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, I hope you've enjoyed the program. I have a quick request. If you've enjoyed this program or enjoyed other programs that we've brought to you courtesy of Focal Points and InPhoto, I would love for you to head over to Spotify or iTunes and leave us a review. These help us more than you know when it comes to getting the word out about the program and how we can help other photographers who might be dealing with some of the same struggles that you are. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your review today.